knowing that you have a normal distribution tends to tell you lots of things about the particular scores in the distribution, because the mathematics of the normal curve are so clearly worked out and so well understood. This graphic here and these percentages apply only to the normal distribution, but because so many things that we measure in psychology tend to be normally distributed, this is a good graphic to have well in mind. This is a distribution of some variable that has a mean of 80 and a standard deviation of 5. What we have plotted on here in vertical lines is the location of the mean, x bar, and the location of plus 1 and minus 1 standard deviation points, or 5 above the mean, 5 units below the mean. Notice a couple things. First of all, the one standard deviation hits the inflection points on both sides of the curve. Note also that between these two inflection points, we have exactly 68% of all the scores in the distribution. So when you know that you've got a normally distributed variable, you know that 68% of the curve falls between plus and minus one standard deviation. Now, what that tells you by inference here is that if a score is one standard deviation above the mean, that score is at the 84th percentile. If you're one standard deviation below the mean, that score is at the 16th percentile. So it's very easy, when you know what a normal curve is and you know about standard deviation and mean, it's very easy to get to percentiles. That's actually not something we'll talk a lot about now, but it's the entire content of the chapter that follows. But this particular illustration is a good one to copy down. It's a good one to memorize. We also know where two standard deviations would be. So if you really want to complete this and really want to take around some useful statistical information, and we'll do this when we get to the next chapter, we memorize certain things about the normal distribution. Like, you know, what is the percentile of plus one standard deviation? What is the percentile of plus two standard deviations? And then because the curve is symmetrical, that also tells you exactly all you need to know about minus one standard deviation and minus two. And with those two or three points, we can pretty much estimate percentiles for just about anything.